This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Joy Powers. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers heads to Japan this Friday for his first international trade mission. He's scheduled to visit Tokyo, Yokohama, and Chiba City. He'll be attending this year's Midwest U.S.-Japan Association Conference along with some other governors. Evers' trip continues the state's long association with Japan that got a big boost in 1973 when a Japanese firm, Kikkoman Foods, began making soy sauce in Walworth. Lately, more Japanese companies have been purchasing corporations in the state. Japan's Chicago-based Consul General Naoki Ito recently toured some of the Japanese firms here in Wisconsin, including Hitachi Metals in Waupaca, Fujifilm Medical Systems in Wauwatosa, and Komatsu Metals in West Milwaukee. During the visit, WUWM's Chuck Kornbach spoke with Ito about the Evers trade mission, tariffs, and Japanese investment in Wisconsin.
Those three companies are actually acquired by Japanese companies over the last 5 years. So this tells you that the Japanese big corporates are now looking at Wisconsin more than before.
Why do you think that is?
One reason is that I think over the last 5 years, Japanese direct investment has been growing by 40%. So now I think cumulative direct investment from Japan stands at $469 billion. But 5 years ago, it was $330 billion. So for those 5 years, on average, 45 billion worth investment has been coming from Japan to the U.S. So Japanese companies are really looking at the possibilities, looking at the opportunities in the U.S. Through the investment to U.S., they are really looking at how they can expand their business on a global scale. So that's the reason why those companies like Hitachi Metal, Fujifilm, and Komatsu made investment into Wisconsin. I'm sure that this trend will continue. So I think now wonderful opportunity is being provided to Wisconsin and Midwest. So if there are quality companies trying to seize the opportunity to partner with Japan and Japanese companies, so it's time to look at Japan and seek possible partnership. And Japanese companies, some of them might like to really acquire quality manufacturing companies in Wisconsin.
What is it about Wisconsin do you think that attracts the Japanese investment?
Wisconsin has a great tradition of manufacturing, great tradition of advanced manufacturing, particularly in the area of Milwaukee, as well as this area between Milwaukee and the border with Illinois. So that's the first and foremost element. Also, we have a great tradition of business partnership. The Kikkoman started to produce soy sauce company 46 years ago. So we know that the people in Wisconsin welcome Japanese company. People in Wisconsin show wonderful hospitality to Japanese investment on the basis of such a long-standing success story of Kikkoman. So companies in Japan are looking at the Wisconsin father as an investment destination. And also in this area, you have a great talent.
Do Wisconsin workers have anything to fear about Japanese investment, layoffs or changes in direction of company?
Probably when Kikkoman made the investment here in Wisconsin, that's early part of 70s. So I suppose that the people's perception on Japan was different. But now we have a long-standing history of investment, successful business operations in Wisconsin and beyond in the U.S. I'm really confident that the people in Wisconsin do welcome Japanese companies, and Wisconsin has a great talent reservoir, particularly in Milwaukee, Madison areas. You have a number of top-class international universities, and also your community colleges are really providing wonderful workforce. And also, One thing that is common between Japanese and people in Wisconsin is very, very strong work ethics. So I think these are the real draw for Japanese companies to come more to make investment into Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, of course, already sells products to Japan. And this year, it appears there's been a sizable growth in sales. Why is that? What's going on?
One reason behind is that the Japanese consumers are now more willing to buy foreign agriculture products. Of course, it's really important to, say, continue to grow the Japanese agriculture products and even to increase the Japanese agricultural produce exports to overseas markets. But at the same time, I think the taste of Japanese consumer now is so varied and diversified. So that's why people do buy foreign products. People do enjoy having agricultural products coming from the overseas. So Japan is the third largest market for Wisconsin beef and beef products. And I recently learned that 8% of Wisconsin's dairy exports are going to Japan. One good thing about Japanese market, it's very, very stable market. And once the producers find entry point into Japanese market, then most likely that those producers and exports will continue to grow, because we like this long-term commitment. Like Japanese companies make the long-term commitment to the people, labor force, and market. Also, even the Japanese consumers, once they like to enjoy foreign brands, foreign produced products, they will continue to enjoy and buy those products.
Are we winning over the Japanese people with our cheese?
That's the strength of Wisconsin. Although I don't really think that the cheese heart of Wisconsin is not yet to be well known in Japan, but I hope that when Governor Ivas goes to Japan in September, so through his effort to boost the profile of Wisconsin, he will try to sell the excellent cheddar cheese of Wisconsin to the Japanese market.
So let me ask you just a little bit more about the trip that Governor Ivas has planned, at least three communities. Does he have the chance of success of making some real stronger connections?
I'm so honored and pleased that Governor Ivas has chosen to go to Japan in his first year as governor. So he will attend this Japan Midwest US conference. So this is going to be the 51st conference. So I would expect probably six governors from the Midwest will come to Tokyo and attend this conference. So this is a really wonderful opportunity for those Midwestern governors to provide a good image of each respective state and try to establish wonderful brand of Midwest. So I expect that Governor Ivas will establish even better Wisconsin brand while he is in Tokyo this time around, and hope that he'll be able to see some of the governmental ministers and some of the companies which have been making investment in Wisconsin so that they can consolidate their partnership, and hopefully a governor can boost the image of Wisconsin so that there'll be even increasing opportunities for the future, so that this two-way trade and investment between Japan and Wisconsin will thrive further. But I'm really optimistic about the visit by Governor Tony Ivas this time around, because we have such a long-standing history of friendship and business partnership, starting from this Kikkoman's investment. We have long-standing sister state relations between Wisconsin and Chiba. So I heard that Governor Ivas will be visiting Chiba as well. I wish him a good luck, but I'm sure that this is going to be a very, very important landmark visit by Governor of Wisconsin.
We are, though, in a world where there's a controversy over tariffs. Is the tariff battle that's largely, it seems, between the U.S. and China these days, is there a battle between the U.S. and Japan?
I don't think there is a battle between Japan and the U.S. So I think that Japan is the most stable market for any export items from the U.S. But at the same time, I don't deny that some of the tariff policies taken by the federal government here in the U.S. have been affecting our relationship of trade. So we had a concern with this imposition of tariffs and Section 232 on aluminum and steel products. So that impacted some of those Japanese-owned companies, particularly in those supply chain of auto manufacturing. More concerning possibility is this 25% addition of tariffs on auto and auto parts. This could affect not only the Japanese automakers, but the automakers across the board, and probably that will dump the auto markets in the U.S. So we do hope that this additional 25% tariff on auto and auto parts will not be implemented. And now this U.S.-China relationship has been impacting even other countries' trade, even other countries' business, gradually but steadily. So we do hope that this situation, we can find a solution getting out of this vicious cycle. Now between Japan and the U.S., we have been negotiating the bilateral trade agreement. So for the first time, we are discussing market access between Japan and the U.S. So hopefully, we'll be able to find a solution to these tariff issues during this negotiation, and then we'll come to agreement for mutual benefits sooner rather than later.
But could even a small controversy put a chill on Governor Evers visiting Japan?
I don't really believe that anything will chill Governor Evers' visit to Japan. So we would welcome Mr. Evers' visit to Japan wholeheartedly because Wisconsin is well recognized by Japanese investors. Wisconsin is loved by Japanese consumers. So I'm more than certain that Governor Evers' visit to Japan will only good to our partnership, our business, trade, investment relations.
Naoki Ito is the Consul General of Japan in Chicago. He spoke with WUWM's Chuck Wormbach last week. Since that interview, the U.S. and Japan announced an agreement on core principles covering agriculture, industrial tariffs, and digital trade. President Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe say they hope to sign a trade deal later this month, but there are more details to be worked out, including the issue of automobile tariffs.